This episode is brought to you by Bullstrap. And my phone and wallet go everywhere with me. And they got a pretty cool setup. So you have the wallet here, the phone here. And it's got a nice magnet in there, just locks into the back. And then you can bring everything with you in one place. And it's also nice to have your wallet in your front pocket. So whenever I'm traveling or commuting, I need my wallet to be secure and trackable. So I've tried countless leather cases. This one actually lasts and still looks premium. And the biggest thing that stood out to me is the premium leather. And I love the smell of new leather, like when you get a new wallet. That's one of my favorite things of getting a new wallet. So if you can actually see, I'll show it up a lot closer. So you can see the phone case. This is for the iPhone 16 and the wallet. And it's nice. I'm going to pull up an app here that the wallet has a feature. So if you lose your wallet, which I've done a few times and it's terrifying, you can use the Find My feature. So like I have the wallet over here. If I happen to lose it, I can use the app and hit the play sound button. And the wallet will start making noise until you find it. So it's a nice, cool feature, something I don't think is really out there on a lot of things. And also, right now, they released the case, the Ultra case for the Samsung S25. So if you have a Samsung phone, you can also get this cool case and wallet. And also, with the wallet, if you have a MagSafe charger, you can just pop it on and it charges right up. Just like magic. And Bullstrap makes gear that actually lasts. And right now you can grab yours for 15% off with code MMA15. All the info is down below. One of the things that I wanted to mention is they have a lifetime warranty. So go ahead and get yours today. This is an excellent product. Code MMA15 for 15% off at Bullstrap.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 735.
735.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans. We walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in?
I'm just going to say the Bears.
King of the
The
North!
Bears. I can't believe we're 8-3. Oh my God.
They are 1 or 2 wins away from what I said. I said 9 or 10 wins, Ingo. I don't want to jinx things, but I have to say this.
What?
Super Bowl.
Oh, that would be the most epic comeback. Here's the thing. I was talking to somebody about this, I think today. If we get our defense back, which right now our entire secondary is basically backup players,
We were down, I think, 6 starting defenders in this last game, by the way.
if we get those guys back near the end of the season and we hang on and win about 10 to 12 games, we're in the playoffs. I like our chances. I really do.
We are like, I think if you're any other team in the league, you do not want to play us because we are super fucking dangerous. What is it? The 5 comeback wins that we have so far
Yeah.
this year, like under 2 minutes left in the game, we're down. We come back and win. And it's like the polar opposite of last year where we just couldn't
Well, yeah,
fucking
and
do that.
we won this past week with, I think Caleb was throwing shit all over the place. He didn't have a great
Three
game. Our running
touchdowns or
game was just
something.
okay. We had TJ Watt in the backfield, like mauling Caleb Williams the entire game. Like, I don't know, stats wise, I think we shouldn't have won this game. But they figured out some way to do it. And DJ Moore had a decent game, I think. And Loveland is coming into his own. I mean, we haven't heard about Kmet very much. Loveland is doing everything. And, when there was that play where Caleb got knocked out of bounds pretty hard earlier in the game, and one of the defenders came up and grabbed the
Yeah, a new guy.
right. And you're like, okay, that's a team. Like, I like that. You
That
can't let somebody.
galvanizes
You
everybody.
can't let somebody hit your quarterback like that. No way.
No, and that was such a bullshit play. They're like, oh, it's legal. I'm like, it is, but it's still kind of fucking
Shitty.
dirty because the
Yeah.
quarterback has made his commitment, like he's going out of bounds. You can respect that or you can be a fucking asshole. And that guy was a fucking asshole. So fuck him. and the horse he rode in on. And that's where you need that response from the Bears, because it shows everyone, because the whole team came over too. It was
Did.
like fuck you, man. Don't touch our goddamn quarterback. Like
Yeah.
you, that was totally unnecessary. So
Caleb got banged up, and I just think they're finding ways to win. So when one area is not doing well, another area of the team steps up. So it's like, oh, our defense isn't great, we're going to score lots of points.
yeah, and
Oh, our
how
offense
the
isn't doing it, we're going to try to get some picks. You know, it's like,
would we win the takeaways, we win the game. And think about it, we were down three starting linebackers. All of our starting linebackers were out, so we had to have like you're into the second and third string guy stepping up, and they delivered, which is great. Like our depth, and even like on the line, I forgot who went down, but then you had our backups coming in and doing like you couldn't even tell like someone went out. Like that's where you know things are fucking working well, when the starters are out and the backups are performing. Like then you're making the right choices, like you're drafting right people, putting right people in, and coaching. Like it's so night and day. And I don't even know what the stat is. I think Ben Johnson already has more wins than fucking Eberflus had in his entirety of being a fucking Chicago
Seven
Bears
three
coach.
seasons maybe or whatever it was.
Yes.
So I like our chances. I think it's going to be interesting to this is a big game against the Eagles coming up on Friday.
And us, because it's like, you play Sunday and you're gonna go Friday, so it's a short week. I don't know when the Eagles played, but it's a short week.
I think they played on Sunday
Do they
also.
play Sunday? Okay. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, and then just thinking about like next year too, like fuck, like we're pretty good right now. We're pretty fucking good. And we're not firing on all cylinders. And then I want to also shout out to Montez Sweat with two, almost three sacks in this game. Like fucking, didn't he have a strip sack too? Yep. Or he recovered the ball.
They did. And there was a stat in during the game. I meant to take a screenshot, but I guess we have the number one offense for the last 5, 6 weeks or something like that. Most yards, more like average, all kinds of stuff. Like we're just killing it in the offensive categories, but we're like the worst in some areas of the defense. So it's like two tale of two tapes.
Yeah, and then like I forgot what I think the scoring differential where
Minus,
yeah,
like
like that
minus
one
three.
blowout win or loss that we had has like skewed everything, and like it's so, and like the analysts don't know what to do with us, 'cause like we're 8-3, and I think some ranking had us as like the sixth ranked team now. We're in the top 10 and now we've moved up. We're number six.
We can't get any love. Troy Aikman totally
He's
talks
a
shit
fucking
about us.
cock. That
I'm
guy is
like,
such a
he's
cock.
like, nobody loves the Bears, and we
That's
don't
why
get
we're the
penalties
best.
called on our quarterback when he gets mauled. Like they're just trying, but I don't think the Bears care. I think they're, like you said, galvanized, and they're gonna find ways to win. If we can get to the Super Bowl, that will be something.
Especially like your first year, because the thing that excites me is like think about how good we are this year, right? Totally unexpected, right? What happens when we draft like all these defensive studs? Like I would imagine like some kind of an edge rusher will be your first pick. I don't know how high that's going to be in the order because we're doing so well. So like when you think about we've been drafting super high. And now all those draft picks are performing. Like, I don't know. Were we gonna draft 25 as our first pick?
Yeah, probably.
30. Depends how far we go. And I don't know if we still have picks from other teams from all the trades we've made. I don't remember. But if you just focus on a lot of defense, I don't know if you even need a running back at this point now, too.
No, I like Manungay. I like him. He should be a starter, I think.
Yeah. Because the thing is, the line is opening massive holes for the running. I thought we were like the second best running team in the
Yeah, we
NFL
didn't have a great
last
running
week.
game this past weekend, but yes, we've been awesome running.
It's exciting. I love it. This is finally like our time to, just have a positive win ratio, right? 8-3. And then I don't know. Out of the schedule is insane. I think we play the Eagles. I think you played the Packers twice. I know Detroit was in there, and then there's some other winnable game in there. But even if you can take half or even a couple of the games,
Yeah.
two, three, 11 and six, come out of there, 12 and five. I mean, I really feel playoffs are strong for us too. Like the chance, even if you can't win the division and get a wild card. And I want to see what happens when we play Green Bay. Like, what happens?
Yeah,
You know?
and Detroit again. So
Yes.
I think that's maybe the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season we have both of those teams.
Yeah. And getting everybody back healthy. Like, we are so depleted. And we win this in a one that, you know, everyone, the biggest gripe is, well, your fucking strength of schedule is so weak. Well, we don't control it. It is what it is. We don't apologize for winning. I think Caleb even said that in one of his press conferences. We're not apologizing for fucking winning. We beat who's in front of us, or we play who's in front of us.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, we don't dictate the schedule.
No.
We just dominate
Well, it seems like there's
it.
a slowly a shift is happening. Like the Chiefs aren't very good right now. There's just some stuff. The old guard is maybe starting to crack,
Fade
show some
out a little bit.
cracks. Yeah.
Well, they gave us who is it? Joe Tooney. We got for like a fourth round pick from the Chiefs because they also got to a point where everyone's too expensive and they can't afford to keep everybody, which is what happens like these Super Bowl teams. You can be good for a little bit, but then you got to break it up because everyone wants too much fucking money. It's also like when you look at our secondary, who is it? Nashawn Wright, who's leading the team or tied. I think he's leading the NFL with, who's it, one of the other Bears, maybe Byard, something like that, has five picks. And I think he's on a super cheap 1 year contract. I don't even know if we can afford to re-sign him.
No.
And I don't even know if it makes sense because you got to think, okay, you got Jalen Johnson coming back. And who else is out there? Kyler Gordon going to come back. Where do all these other guys go? Like, you're not going to pay a guy multiple millions of dollars to fucking ride the bench. You need depth, but you're not going to fucking waste it there when
No.
you need people that can get to the fucking quarterback. I think that's the biggest need right now. Take some pressure off of Sweat if you have another stud on the other end.
Yeah, I think that'll open up doors for more sacks. So pressure from both sides.
More sex? Is that what you're talking about?
Sacks, not sacks.
Oh,
Sacks.
sorry. Speaking of sacks.
I was going to say that. I wasn't sure if we were ready. The holidays are here, which means it's time to give the gift of smoothness for your sack. Whether you're shopping for your partner, your brother, or yourself, we don't judge. Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is the ultimate upgrade because nothing says happy holidays like a perfectly groomed package.
Okay. Fair
I
enough.
should say a perfectly trimmed package, maybe. That's better. From trimming to freshening up, this is all in one grooming kit. It keeps you clean, confident, and ready for a festive occasion. So go ahead, unwrap confidence this season with Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com and join over 13 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Use code MMA15 for 15% off your entire order.
And the all-in-one grooming kit, you get the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, which is your ultimate holiday helper, taking care of everything from below the waist maintenance to taming those rogue nose and ear hairs. Think of it as your seasonal survival kit, keeping you clean, confident, ready to dominate cuffing season and all the festive gatherings ahead. Festivus also. Performance Package 5.0 Ultra doesn't just stop at grooming essentials. It also comes with two holiday bonuses, the Boxers 2.0 and Colorway Midnight Bravo and the Shed 2.0 toiletry bag. These premium extras make sure you're always ready to jingle and mingle, jingle, jangle, whether at home or on the go. Give the gift of smooth this holiday season with the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. Get 15% off your entire order with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. That's 15% off with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. Stay on top of your grooming game and be ready for anything this season throws your way. And I think they're also going to do some Black Friday holiday
Ooh,
specials.
I like it.
There might be a super discount coming, so pay
That's amazing.
attention.
If you're like me, your skin needs some extra care this time of year. Between colder weather and the holidays fast approaching, it can feel like nonstop stress to your system. That's why I've continued to rely on OneSkin. You know how much I love the OS One Body Topical Supplement, and it's been invaluable to have a daily routine that delivers both powerful skincare and longevity benefits, all in just a few simple steps. Certified safe for sensitive skin, OneSkin products are free from over 1,500 harsh or irritating ingredients. Dermatologist tested and have been awarded the National Eczema Association Seal of Acceptance by the
Whoa.
NEA, delivering powerful results without the side effects.
Nice. What do I personally like about OneSkin? Goes out smooth, makes my skin also smooth and delicious, smells pleasant. Got the lip balm here.
Nice.
Fancy, especially when it gets cold. Chapped lips are a problem. You gotta use it. And OneSkin also just launched their limited edition holiday sets, which includes the Nightly Rewind gift set, which is one of those rare gifts that's both impressive and genuinely useful, providing an upgrade to anyone's nightly routine, featuring their best-selling face moisturizer, their new peptide lip mask, and a cooling Gua Sha tool. Each component of the set is designed to work together as your body enters its natural nightly repair mode, helping renew skin at the cellular level for a stronger, smoother, and more resilient skin. For a limited try, here we go. For a limited time, try OneSkin for 15% off using code MMA15 at oneskin.co/MMA15. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show. Tell them we sent you one skin. Just like that, back to the show.
Yeah, let's talk a little MMA. So,
Sure.
there's been some reshuffling on this Anderson Silva Chris Weidman
Yeah.
exhibition that's happening. Yeah.
Sure. Weidman injured.
Weidman injured, Tyron Woodley in. So we're gonna have December 19th, Anderson Silva versus Tyron Woodley. Six round bout. On Netflix, obviously. What are you thinking? What thought?
Well, let's say, if seeing how the last time I saw Tyron Woodley box, he got fucking faceplant KO'd by Jake Paul, I expect a 50 or 51-year-old Anderson Silva to piece him up. Because Tyron was just like, he had a punch, but now he's got no chin. If Jake Paul's knocking you out flatline, face down, ass up, Anderson's going to work you even at that old.
Okay, so you think skill beats youth in this case?
Well, how youthful is Tyron Woodley?
More useful than Anderson Silva. I
How
think they're five
old
or six years
is...
apart, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I would imagine he's got to be like 41, 42. Oh, he's 43.
Okay.
So, and Anderson's gonna have a weight advantage there. I don't know if that's good or bad at 51, 52.
Yeah.
It's just,
Oh, so it's
it's
like a
insane
freak.
to me to think about, because I cannot do a fucking, I couldn't train MMA. I couldn't train boxing. So I don't know how these fuckers are still able to do it. Unless they're just so doped up with fucking gear. Maybe that's what, and maybe I gotta go more hard, harder on gear. Because, I'm a professionally trained athlete.
I don't think you should run it in the high RPMs at this age.
Like, not the Vitor Belfort
I think it's
levels.
not a good
I
idea
don't
to
think it
rev that
is
engine
good.
that hard at
Not
this
for
age. No,
that
nope.
long.
That's not good for your health.
No, because I want to say drug testing at this event is probably slim to none. I don't remember. Did they say what state is this event happening
It's in
in?
Florida, Miami, and I also have the face off from the first face off by
Yeah,
Joshua and
Jake
Jake Paul.
Paul.
You were
It's
right, like
insane.
freaking size difference. I didn't
He's
realize
six
how
six.
big of a size difference we're talking about. This is kind of crazy. Here they are. I mean, the angle's kind of weird too, but damn.
Yeah,
Crazy.
because he's just fucking looking straight down on him, right?
Yep.
And there's a point where Jake's just staring into his titty balls, Joshua's titty balls. It's just weird. And Good credit to Paul for taking this fight, because I would just take the easier fight, and I don't even know, because I think he offered it first to Francis Ngannou, and I think Francis turned him down, which I if I'm Francis, I'll take that fight all fucking day. Like,
Yeah, me
Francis
too,
should
Mike.
win, but Joshua I think has way more of a chance. This is a super dangerous fight for Jake. Because I'm just thinking, Joshua fucking KO'd Ngannou. He should fucking light up Jake. Jake should be potentially quicker, but just the skill difference and the size difference is, it's fucking massive. So,
I'm still taking Jake. Taking Jake.
I know you can stick with
Shock
that.
the
I'm
world.
not going to be surprised.
I think he's a better athlete and a better boxer than people give him credit for. I have been surprised every time the way he shows up. I think that there's just something. That guy is not just a YouTube fucking whatever. Like he's.
He's like a high level amateur. He's not professional. That's the problem. I
No.
mean, he's been training for, I don't know what it is, 6+ years now. He's getting better, but he fought, what was it, Tommy Fury beat him, who's not a great boxer. And now you're going to go up against a heavyweight Anthony Joshua, unless there's like some kind of backroom payoff, which, we keep talking about all these problems with betting and cheating. And because even like that Tyson Paul fight looked a little weird,
It did. Tyson seemed like he
looked a
wasn't
little
really fighting that
weird.
hard. He was just kind of,
And
I
well,
don't know.
Tyson, and also Tyson probably couldn't train, probably isn't 50 plus. Shit goes awry. Even if you run all the gear you want, your shit's not running right. And even with all that skill and knowledge. And how old is Joshua? I feel like Joshua is still in his prime or just slightly past it.
I think 38, maybe, right?
Yeah,
30.
he's got to be in his 30s. Yeah, 36.
Okay.
That's prime for me for heavyweights. 35 is probably prime. But you can, I think 35 to 40, you're in that fine zone. So it's going to be interesting. What's the date on that one again? Is that
December
December?
19th. Yeah,
Yeah.
like 3 4 weeks.
Wow. I'm going to fucking watch it for sure.
Yeah, why
I mean,
not?
it's free, Netflix. Again, can they handle the stream? Is it going to be too big? And I'm fucking trying to watch Antonio Brown's feed, but unfortunately, I think he's still, I don't know if he's in prison. He's got a he got arrested, but he got deported from some country and extradited to the US. It'll all work out, or it won't.
I think it will.
Let's talk about Conor McGregor.
Oh boy.
There's some stuff going on.
So I've heard.
So there's two things. So the first thing I want to talk about is so Conor McGregor's coach, John Kavanaugh, he said, this is from Championship Rounds on X. Conor McGregor's coach, John Kavanaugh, says Conor is all in on making his return at the UFC White House event. So he says, on our end, we're 100% in. He's asked me to basically lay out a program between now and June on how we'll ramp up our training. He's showing up again. He's back in the gym most mornings early. He's having fun with it. He's already tasked me with putting together a team of suitable training partners. He's fully locked in that we're going to be making the walk. If it's Connor's choice, he's in. So there's the first part of the equation. I think Connor also deactivated or turned off Instagram and probably most of his social media. And then he also made this interesting post where he says, "Hey guys, I'm back." This one's going to be a little lengthy. "I was blessed to meet the most forward-thinking doctors from Stanford University and undergo a series of treatments to address trauma. I traveled to Tijuana, Mexico, and underwent ibogaine treatment at whatever company. Watched a Netflix documentary just released titled In Waves and War, as it is the exact place I went. It was incredible, intense, and absolutely eye-opening. I was shown what would have been my death, how soon it was to be, and how it would have impacted my children. I was looking down on myself as it happened, and then I was looking out from the coffin. God then came to me in the Holy Trinity. He is mighty, Jesus is child, Mary, his mother, the archangels, all present in heaven. I was shown the light. Jesus descended from the white marble steps of heaven and anointed me with a crown. I was saved. My brain, my heart, my soul healed. I was 36 hours under before I finally rested. When I w awoke, I was me again, the most enlightening and enchanting experience I've ever undertaken. The treatment is worth its weight in gold. It is very, very tough, but it absolutely saved my life and in turn saved my family. Thank you for all your inspiration, motivation, encouragement, well wishes, support, and most importantly, for your prayers. They worked. And a little bit more. Thank you. Blah, blah, blah. So, found God, found Jesus, did a little treatment. Maybe he's off the smack. So, what do you think about all this? What are we getting?
I mean, the Ibogaine stuff, that works. I mean, if people use that for a lot of things, trauma, breaking addictions and things. And I mean, good for him. It's weird that he's talking about it so publicly. I think, it makes me wonder, like, did he go a little too far? Is
You
he
never
gonna
know,
become a
but
pacifist and he's
he
gonna be like,
went really far that way
I
with
don't
all
want to
the
fight anyone
drugs.
anymore. I'm now a Buddhist and I don't hurt anything. Like, that's
Well,
context.
that's the ayahuasca
Yeah.
treatment where people change their fucking names and come back, but I think spiritually it's probably good for him, right?
Yeah, I would say yes. Calming. He just seemed like the word I think about him was this like frenzy. He was always in a frenzy, whether when he was fighting, when he was promoting, when he was doing whatever. And maybe if he calms down, he won't have to like redline it all the time. There's some shit in him about him whole suing I think a paper in Ireland about like some slander and stuff. Like he's trying to clear his name. And so I don't know. We'll see. I don't know how this impacts his fighting career. We still got what, 7 months till that, 6 months till that happens. So, but good for him. I don't know. God bless.
I was just thinking, like, all the BKFC press conferences that I've seen him do, it seems like he's coked up out of his fucking mind.
It's like
Like, 100%. So, hopefully. Like this has brought him back from like whatever alleged drug addiction he was on, because
yeah.
it sure as shit seemed like it was on something. And he gets back to fighting, right? Like that, I think that's where he's at home. And if you found God and found Jesus, I think that's positive. It's a good thing. We'll see what happens. But I don't feel like this is the John Jones ploy of, oh, I found Jesus, and he's still out there, like
I'm a good guy now. Don't.
fucking making mistakes. I think this one might be more legitimate because he's actually saying he did the Ibogaine. I feel like you need to do something to have this spiritual experience to come back to normal versus just making some fucking wild claims of, oh, I found Jesus,
Yeah, agreed.
you know.
This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Life Fitness. Work out in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Eonaut. Get the latest Android car stereos. Save $12 off with code MMA12. C4 Energy. The leader in mental and performance energy drinks. Save 20% off with code INGO20. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS. What else is going on out there?
Okay, so I have found a new sport. I don't even know if we've ever talked about this, but this is a slap league,
Okay.
but they belly slap each other.
Well, what kind of gay shit are you getting me involved in here?
I don't know. This is just what it is. It's called it's like Pro League Networks, like where the Karjitsu station is. They just
Okay, yep.
smack each other in the body. And that, see, there's tape, and you have like a place where you can hit between just above the chest and just above the, I guess, below the waist or something. Like I don't know. There's rules, and they just slap each other. So Seems weird, but
It looks like some gay shit. I don't know.
yeah, I mean,
I don't know what we're doing. I want to slap you in the belly, and then you slap me in the belly. And then let's eat some bologna. What are we doing?
yes,
Fuck, I'm gonna slap bologna on your belly.
yes,
The fuck are we doing here? I don't know. Jake Paul. That's all I think. Jake Paul. Oh, we were talking about Francis Ngannou. Dana White had some commentary on him about some backroom shit. He said, Francis Ngannou is in the hallway hanging out. And I said, come on in. What's going on? He was pissed off. He didn't get a $50,000 bonus in his last fight. He says, I'm starting to leave. And he grabs me by my shirt and pushes me back in my office. And I said, dude, get your fucking hands off me. Hunter Campbell started to walk by. Francis grabbed him by the fucking back of his collar and fucking pulled him back and said, we're not done talking yet. So basically, Dana is trying to claim like there's some assaults. I'm sure that happened. Maybe, allegedly. But I'm just trying to parse this out. Do you think, one, do you think that happened? Because it seemed like things got twisted with Ngannou at some point. And I don't remember what fight this happened at. Because I'm pretty sure he didn't get a bonus when he fucking KO'd Alistair Overeem.
And he thought he should have.
I think he should have got $1 million bonus for that KO,
Yep.
right? Like, that was probably the best fucking KO ever in the UFC. Like, when you think, like, I've never seen an uppercut snap someone's head back like Amaro Ronaldo. He snapped his head back like a
It was
Pez
insane.
dispenser, right? It was the fucking most brutal uppercut knockout ever. That I think
It
is
was pretty epic.
confident to
I
say.
agree.
But is he that guy behind closed doors? Like, who knows? I mean, there was definitely something weird happened because, like, they kind of pushed him out, and then he went out into boxing. Or maybe they made that offer. I thought they made a decent offer to him, but
Yeah,
they
and
still kind of overlooked it if this actually happened. So.
well, I think, culturally too, like I think it just seemed like large man trying to attack the boss, probably.
Not great.
I think I buy that story, and I think there's more. And I think Dana was like, yeah, I'm not gonna be with it. Somebody, I'm not doing that. You're not gonna threaten me. So,
No.
yeah.
You're gonna get the short end of the stick 100%
Right.
of the time. Like, we'll keep you, but I'm not gonna fucking pay you.
Right.
That probably adds up then. That tracks because we're not gonna give you a fucking bonus when you fucking deserved it because you pulled some bullshit. And we're not gonna offer you what you're worth because fuck you. And then that's when he goes and, boxes Tyson Fury and makes whatever, $25, $30 million. So it probably worked out better for him. And
Yeah.
unfortunately, weakens our heavyweight division. So, speaking of which, I saw Rico Verhoeven said
Oh
he
yeah.
is vacating his glory heavyweight title, and he was champ over there for like
12 years
12
or
years,
yeah.
and
I
I
don't
don't
think
know
he's
if
retiring though. It was weird. The story I
no.
read was like, I'm not retiring, but I'm giving up my belt. So
Yeah, he's 36, and he's talking to UFC and some other companies, but. Fuck, can you, like, one, this is a rhetorical question. Does the UFC need him? But
no.
from a think about the talent they have at heavyweight, it's so thin.
Okay, maybe
Like,
that's true. I just
that
do they need him? I guess that's a
do you,
better.
well, it's the UFC. Do they really need him? No, because the brand is too powerful now. But from a fan standpoint, could you imagine him in there? Because that's like, when you bring Alistair Overeem in at the time, when you have a fucking striking expert, I don't know what his wrestling is, what his ground game is. I'm assuming probably zero, maybe slightly better than zero, but give him some favorable matchups and let him fucking run wild.
Yeah, if you get them started slow, I could see maybe that could be something, right? But,
Yeah.
huh.
That's fucking super exciting. We saw him fight, I think, a couple
We
times,
did.
right? At Glory.
Yeah. He was good. He was exciting to watch.
Is that I don't did we see him fight Badr Hari? I don't remember who he fought. We'd have to look back at those Glory Chicago cards.
Badarhari, that sounds
I
right.
think he did. I think we fucking sat ringside for the
He
one of
did. We were
those.
right there.
Like, holy shit, these guys are firing bombs at each other. And then seeing those guys backstage, and who is it, Sergey Kharitonov? I'm like, the fucking head on this guy is the size of a goddamn water buffalo. These are massive men. And terrifying. So hopefully the UFC will sign him. Because we need to, the heavyweight division used to be the premier division. I feel like it's not even anywhere close to that in UFC anymore. Like, we've gotten so far away from it. And maybe bring back steroids. I don't know. It's a novel idea.
I'm all for that.
I'm just throwing it out. I like to throw it out there. And how about a fucking Pride Rules event? Can you make the UFC White House card Pride Rules? I don't know how well that'll go over when someone's soccer kicking someone's head on the White House lawn. Probably not great, but I'd approve it. What else is happening out there?
Well, let me see. I think you covered. I have a couple KOs left in a knowledge at this point.
Oh, I got a couple other stories. So, Rampage Jackson, I got, apparently he's a huge streamer. I had no idea.
On Twitch and or whatever.
I don't know. I'm assuming if you're streaming. He said he's made more money streaming in 8 months than he did in his entire 25-year fighting career.
Now I gotta look this up. What the hell is he streaming?
So what the hell does that say about the world? Like, I don't understand.
Streaming what though? Oh, it is
No,
Twitch.
he's just live streaming. He's got
Rampage
people
is
following him
human.
around.
Yeah. He's got his own little reality show and they're just hanging out with him. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's on YouTube. Damn, he's got 160,000 followers. This is crazy.
Yeah. But I didn't know it was that lucrative.
Rampage Jackson Live. He's just out doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
Huh. I think nowadays with the way things are with the phones and everything and TikTok and you name it, you don't need like back in the old days, you need like a camera crew. Now you just need people with phones and that
Yeah,
just
the
put that
phone
shit up there
is.
and that's it. And the phones, the quality's so good on these videos now. It's like you
It's
don't need,
insane.
yeah. And so all you gotta do is go out and do stuff and then the people tape it. And then I feel like the world is so messed up that we're sitting at our homes watching other people play video games, watching other people live their lives. And we're just like okay with that. Instead of being out living our lives, we're doing that, which is.
Well, some people.
Some people, I should say, not me,
Yes.
but I'm saying yes. That's obviously some people because he's making lots of money doing it.
Right.
So.
But I think I actually like when I look at what do I watch on TV, I prefer more reality-based stuff where people are doing whatever their job is, they're building something. Like, I don't like regular shows. I mean, and we'll watch some, but most of it's like I like building stuff, like construction. Cars. I'm like, I'm not into cars, but it's like I just like the process of like watching people build things for whatever reason. If it's cars, houses, or food, there's a building of something. It's being creative. I don't care for structured shows per se,
Yeah.
even though I guess some of those are, but it's just being creative and seeing what people are creating. I guess that's my gig. So maybe I'd be more into that, but I'm not going to sit around and watch just fucking some guy streaming his life. That seems odd to me. Or someone streaming video games. But apparently there's a market for it. Because he said he's getting tons of sponsor offers too. So that could just be like, hey, I'm drinking this beer while I'm doing whatever. That's the kind of sponsoring I like when they do product placement in the show versus making me eat 8 minutes of fucking
Like
commercials.
Wayne's World.
Yes, put it in the show, but be creative because some of the construction shows do that. Like, oh, look at me, I'm driving my Ford 350. Like, that's totally fine. Work it into the fucking show. And so you can stay in the show and not take me out to like 10 minutes of commercials that I have to fast forward through. So that was interesting. Let's do. I saw this weird cage fight. I don't know. This is Matt Usek on X posting this. So I got to turn the sound off, but they're fighting in this massive free space. But look at the guys with the movable cage on the side and go.
Oh, sweet. It's like a concert barricade.
Yeah,
Just
but
moving it around.
can you ram it in? That's where I want the if the action slows down, bring the cage in and shrink it, because this thing is like a fucking BJJ mat on steroids.
It's really
It's
big, yeah.
so big. It's probably 50 by 50.
It's like Kumite. It's
Yeah,
massive.
pretty much, because I think this is a Vale Tudo. Yeah. Bare knuckle Vale Tudo pay-per-view event in fucking South Korea. So they're almost there. Then I'm going to throw you a little blast from the past. I got a
Okay.
couple more things before we get the KOs. So I'm going to have to blur this shit out of this because I feel like the last time I posted this, however many years ago, gave us a, I don't even want to say the word. It started with a C and ends in right problem. So this is going to be heavily blurred, but the fucking Techno
Oh my
Viking
God.
came from a 2000 in the year 2000, Berlin, whatever, fuck parade video went viral in 2007. The goddamn Techno Viking, he's busting it out. I feel like we need some fucking Jack the House music. But he was like all the rage, I think, when we first started doing the podcast. Like,
He
what the
was. He was
fuck is
everywhere.
this?
It was a
Is
freaking
this?
Keith Jardine, man.
Yeah, there you go. That's a deep cut for all you new MMA fans. Go check him out in his herky jerky style. So we had that. I've got one sub, and then we can get into KOs. But I like the description. This is Barstool Sports posted this. And I'm going to turn sound off, but they're calling this the rim job chokehold.
What in
It's
the
basically going to turn into an inverted triangle, but the guy's like eating the other guy's ass. Like, why don't you get your head off the center line?
That is so crazy.
You don't have to be like straight up in his asshole. Like, get off the line. And eventually he gets under that arm. And then once you get under that arm, like, I love it.
Yep. It's 99 time,
Now
isn't
you're
it?
fucked. You're totally fucked.
Oh, God. The rim job chokehold. That's a hell of a name.
Yeah, maybe I should rename it. Inverted triangle is the rim job chokehold.
Did he tap?
Yeah,
No.
he's
Oh, they
tapping
both.
right now.
Oof.
That's pretty sweet. I like that weird shit.
That's pretty cool.
Not the rim job, but the fucking invert. Well, maybe the rim job. Who am I kidding? Let's do some fucking
You're not
KOs.
kidding
Not
anyone.
getting anybody.
Oh, geez. All right. All right. So I
Just
got
trying to
two.
show me like the gay belly slaps, and I'm fucking showing rim jobs.
There you go. Gable Stevenson over the weekend here.
Yes.
Here he is doing a little KO
Makes
action.
quick work of his
He
prey.
does.
He
Got him,
KOs him and double legs him.
double legs him, and then KOs him again with his like shoulder. Bang.
Oh my God, he's so flatlined. He didn't even get to enjoy that because that guy got stiffed arms up.
Yep, here's my second one.
Oof. That guy's dead.
It's never good when you're twitching. One more time.
No.
Oh.
And that guy's celebrating. And then he comes in his pants. What the
Jesus.
hell? What kind of show is this that I pay $5 for? All right, let me load these up. All right, you got the Gable one. I think I just got this crazy one.
Let's see.
Let's make sure we're not sharing sound. Okay, there we go.
Ooh.
There's so much power coming at
Oh
you.
my God.
And then I think this is the more devastating one. Oh my God. This reminds me of the fuck is the movie? It's like the Toe the Line with Tom Cruise, Far and Away, where
Oh
he's
yeah.
just fighting like the big motherfuckers in the like bare knuckle.
God, is that nasty?
Oh, it's so brutal. And I love these guys' expressions, like how much cock can I fit in my mouth? I don't know. See, now you got me on a bad tangent and I need to get out of it. Let's look at a new training method. Oof. We're playing Rocky music. We can't play that. What do you think of this method?
Ooh, hey now. What do you call this?
I don't know. The open sesame. Don't know. I appreciate this guy is going to town though, too. It's not
Yeah.
like he was taking the day
Oh,
off.
she's tough for
Yep.
sure.
Because you got to be tripod, spread eagle, taking one for the team. To that. And then you go right into Knowledge. We got.
Well, I took the family to see the new Wicked movie over the weekend. I don't know if you're a Wicked fan. I'm not a fan. I just
Zero. I was offered the opportunity also because my family went. I turned it down, but go
Well, I wish I would have turned it down. I'm not gonna lie. Didn't
ahead.
love the movie. It was neurotic and crazy, and then it was all happy for a minute, and then it got really dark because the
Of people dying.
wizard's a fucking bad dude, right? Like, shit got dark, and then there was so not a fan. I get why people like it, but there's a lot of singing and dancing, which is fine, but just the music itself wasn't exciting, you know?
Yeah.
So don't recommend.
Yeah.
Don't re I would say out of 10 stars, I'm gonna give it a 0.5.
No, I thought you were gonna go three. Good
Less
for you.
than that for me.
Fair enough. I
Wasn't a
didn't
fan.
see it. I refuse. I will not watch any of them. Not a fan of musicals. The only thing that my family keeps telling me of the musical is like the original Willy Wonka, whatever it is, Charlie and Chocolate Factory. I don't know the name, but they keep telling me it's a musical. I'm like, no, it's a fucking movie.
That is
I don't.
not a musical. Just because they
Yeah.
sing a few times? No.
Right.
I will say this. My favorite musical probably that I've ever seen, and I saw it at the Paramount over here in Aurora by us, The Sound of Music. I actually fucking I cried during that. I was like, oh my God, like it's a sad story, like the whole thing. And I was like, this was really well done. And the singing was good, but it was like real shit, like World War II kind of,
Sure,
so
Nazis and stuff.
yeah, not this like weird wizards and whatever. But
Yeah.
the one part I liked about this movie was, though, they weaved in the old wizard kind of thing. So you were like experiencing something happening behind the scenes from what would be like a different perspective from the original film, you know?
Gotcha.
So, which was kind of cool. But I don't know. It's to me, it's all stupid. I
Yeah,
haven't seen a
it's.
good movie in a while. I'm ready. I just hard to
Yeah.
see one.
I think the wicked thing is a woman thing because, like, my family of women all seem to enjoy that. And none of the men were super interested in going. So it's like a hard fucking pass for us. Or,
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate that you're gonna ask me, but I can't fucking do it. I cannot do a musical. I can't do a play. It's just not me. So I'll give you, let's see. I got a little Chris Bag work to leave you with. I'm only gonna see if I can play the sound here. I'm going to take a chance and we'll see what happens. Because the problem is there's music playing in the background, but you need to hear like how crisp these shots are when they hit this bag.
All right, let's
So
see.
I gotta play. Let me share sound. I'll take a chance. I wish I could mute their background music, but this woman, this is Terry Belter Harper. It's like so crisp.
Yeah, good form.
It's like so solid. Like, could you imagine if this was like Ronda Rousey had this kind of striking? Like, I feel
Well,
like you're gonna fuck a lot of people up.
yeah, well, and those pants. I mean,
Seriously.
it's
It's like, I don't know, I get down on that. That'd be like, that's that pop. It's so nice.
the technique is really smooth.
Yeah.
Just protecting yourself in and out.
Dialed in.
It's fast, like
Ugh.
really quick.
Yep. And then I'll leave you this since Christmas is right around the corner.
Oh, hey now.
There's a little Paige VanZant.
Oh,
And
ho, ho.
I forget who that is. Maria Marins or something. I forgot what her last name is, but it might be someone
Oof.
else. But anyway, that's
Yowzer.
early Merry Christmas to everybody. And Thanksgiving's in a few days. Wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Have some good
Happy
food.
Thanksgiving, yeah. Eat some turkey.
Watch whatever football game is. What is it usually? Detroit and Green Bay?
Detroit and Dallas always play. So I don't know who those teams are playing, but they're always the
I
ones.
think Detroit's playing Green Bay.
Oh,
But
sweet.
then Dallas is playing somebody on the other game, probably.
Maybe the Giants or something. Who knows? But all right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yep.
Eat some turkey. See you guys in a week.
That's right.
That has been this week's edition of MMA. I was like, wait, what are we supposed to do? That's been this week's
Make a
edition.
wicked signal.
I don't even know
Wicked.
what it is. I got twisted up.
Yeah.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Michael.
Magro, thanks for playing.